May 31, 2023, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watch for Pedro show. Happy Wednesday. 31st, right? Last day of May. So we'll be hearing some Blue Oyster Cult. Right off their first album. Anyway, we start off with Paul's pal. This is John Coltrane at a private jam after a gig. Detroit, 1958. Some buddies. I think one of them is Joe Brazil, who's the guy who's ended up recording that Love Supreme from Seattle. I think he ends up on the Penny Whistle or some shit on Ohm also. Then we had Scotch Rolex and Shackleton with The Blue Sun. Speaking of which, because of those Estonian software engineers, their Skype invention, I got with me Brother Shige and his collab partner, Mr. Shackleton. Welcome aboard. So, Mr. Shackleton, please bring your earliest musical recollection.
It's a good question. Let me see. Well, I was going to the cricket. I think it was a weekend with my dad. And it was a really hot day. And then walking back, I remember hearing, I think it was Boney M., Brown Girl in the Ring. So this is kind of like, shows how old I am, you know? And I think that's the earliest one. Or maybe even, I do remember there's like some classical music for kids called Peter and the Wolf. I liked that when I was a kid. So one of those two, I'm not sure which one.
I think they teach you that tune so they can show you how each instrument can be a character in the story, right?
Absolutely right, and I think it's also to get you used to the idea, or, you know, so you can understand there are lots of different instruments, and they all have different tones and pitches, etc. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Now, the pad you grew up in, was there musical instruments?
No, as it goes, but there was a lot of music. My dad was really into, I don't know, like old folk music and the like. You know, I'm trying to think stuff like Dubliners or Ewan McCall and all this kind of thing, and all traditional stuff, you know?
Right. Now, can I ask you about school? Were you in the marching band or the choir, shit like that?
No, we didn't really. I don't remember having much like that at school generally, you know, and I wasn't particularly gifted. Well, some might say I'm still not, but...
I love this fucking record you did with Brother Shige. It's great.
Yeah, well, it's helping me along, obviously.
We say over here, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, well,
all right.
That's good to hear.
So it's good you're not yet full of your humility is a virtue anyway, brother. Let me ask you this. What was the first record you bought with your own money?
I think it was either Bad Manners, the Can Can, or might have been Adam and the Ants, Prince Charming. No, Stand and Deliver, maybe.
Oh, with the pirate, the new romantic clothes. But the other cat, Blood Vessel, right? A big singer man in that Bad Manners.
I know I had both of those, but I can't remember which one it was that I bought. And then after that, I got a lot of the Beatles stuff, weirdly enough. I was mad on the Beatles when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah. What about the first gig? What was the first gig you saw?
First gig I saw outside of local bands, I'm guessing at it now, but I think it was The Fall, and I'd probably be about 13 or something like that, and it was in a town called Bradford, a festival called the Futurama Festival. And there's quite a lot of bands on that same day, so it's a quite an eye-opener. It's like a gateway to a lot of interesting music. But so I could say The Fall.
I saw The Fall here. They came and played in the early 80s, 80, 81, something like that, here downtown L.A. It was the singer was just staring at the kick drum the whole time. We got his fucking Oshiri. That's all we got to see.
Yeah, I think that tour was kind of notorious for The Fall actually literally falling out with each other and like smashing each other up. I think on one of the performances, Marky Smith, the singer, actually did attack the drummer or vice versa.
Well, I know Mark Riley was still in the band at the time. I think he had switched over from
bass to guitar. Yeah. But Blurt was also playing with him, and then some Hollywood band Flesh Eaters opened up. You know what? Uh-huh. My first gig, around the same age, we were 14, and we saw T-Rex. That was our first gig.
Yeah. Brilliant. I love T-Rex.
Yeah, good gig. But it was in a club, you know, so he was really tiny. It was Long Beach Auditorium. They tore it down. So how did you get into the music you're making now? Was there a in-between thing where you did guitar or bass or drums, you know, analog instruments?
It must have been between thing. I mean, actually, you know, so when I was maybe about 14, after I said I saw The Fall, and then I just got into like a more outer limits, what you might call punk, but like the, you know, i.e. the kind of thing that you might have done, you know, back in those days. So I was getting, you know, I liked a lot of Big Black and this type of thing. And I suppose from Big Black, because when I first heard that, it was kind of a bit of a, what can you say, was that Songs About Fucking album?
I think there's a drum machine involved.
Yeah. Blew my mind so much, and it was just like, you know, this really militant drum programming as well, and just this barrage of noise. And I don't know, from that point on, I just kind of went like further and further outwards. And then, so when you start listening to stuff like, say, you know, maybe like Suicide would be a case in point, it's also kind of opened you up to more, you know, to more, I guess, more in the area of what I'm doing now, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. There's that song, Frankie Teardrop. Oh, my God.
About that. That was one of the first songs that's like made such an impression on me, because back in the day, I was probably, again, 13 or 14, and my mate had that record, and he dared me. He said, listen, you'll never be able to listen to this all the way through. And, of course, this is like, you know, before the days of internet, where there was, you know, there was still mystery with records, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's like, wow, I think I just got like scared the idea of this track that's, you know, it's so bad it's going to probably like make you kill yourself or something, you know. And actually, it's haunting, absolutely haunting, you know. I don't think I've even listened to it for the last like 2 decades because I know the power of it, you know.
It made me fucking cry when I first heard it.
Poor old.
Brother Shigay. Yeah. Give me this tune, you know, called Asteroids, Inner Life, from your new album. I want to play that right now.
traffic light. Now and then a truck, and I hadn't seen a cop around all day. They brought everything they needed, begged and scared to weigh the stuff. The driver said the border's just over the bluff.
so sure it was cute anymore. Going around showing your privilege. Why do you walk with your open shirt? Did I tell you? Did I tell you I met a cute dog? Yeah, because if you're poor, you can fuck off.
Watt for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Scotch Rolex and Shackleton doing Asteroids and Her Life. Then we had Mitsutama Shobadan, Perfect Moment. That translates to Polka Dot Fire Brigade. Yeah, Tenko, incredible singer lady. This was the band when she was younger. Live stream of 3 days, Domine Noise University on March 15, 2023, part 2 of 3, Makoto Kawabata, also known as the leader of Acid Mother Temple.
Yeah,
he just did this. Victoria Shen went over there for a small Japan tour, and he shared Bill. Pretty wild time. The numbers after that, brand new, All My Family. Blue Oyster Cult, I promised you this, from their first album. Then came The Last Days in May. We saw them a lot after we saw T-Rex. We saw Blue Oyster Cult about 10 times. Me and D-Boom, we were young, you know. We're talking early 70s, right? Stefano Pelia with Crew X. Brother Shige, you would know Del Andrea, fellow Berliner.
Yeah.
Sonho de Mainaio. Yeah. Doug Wimbish after that with Will and Skip. I guess his cats, right? The two drummer men, Skip McDonald and Will from Living Color. Doug Wimbish has played with incredible bass man. Drift Institute with Cute Dog. What would you say? What am I thinking of? A Wonka Kawaii, huh? And Scotch Rolex and Shackleton with Final Spasm. I guess I played it maybe too early in the set. But back to your story, Brother Shackleton. So, you're digging fucking, like myself, Suicide, right? I remember when they opened up for the Stooges doing the remake of the Raw Power album there at the Odeon, and I got to talk to Alan Vega. Very kind man. Very kind man. Mm. Beautiful. He said he saw Ig. He was a painter or something. And he saw Ig, Stooges. He said, fuck it. I want to be in a band too.
Mm.
So he just did it. Got together with Martin Rev and did it. So how did you first do it?
Yeah, great. I think that's what you hope for, Mike, really. It's like, you hope you can be that person that somebody else comes and says, even if they say, God, that sucks so badly, I could do better, you know?
Yeah.
But it can be an inspiration for somebody to go and do their own thing, you know? And I think some of those bands, you know, Suicide is one of those.
So what'd you do? How did you do it yourself? Find your way?
I don't know. I suppose exactly that. Try to find your way. Not really worrying about too much about what other people think about what you do is probably the key to it, you know.
Is the gear really that important with electronic music, or you just use whatever you got, right?
I don't think it is these days because, you know, I mean, people are different, and, you know, you get a lot of people who say, oh, you know, they like it to be more tactile or something like that or whatever. I don't know, but I've just come to the conclusion that, you know, the means to make electronic music are actually pretty affordable these days. And if you've got imagination, you can do pretty much what you want. I hear a lot of people with massive studios who make really boring stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say. So let me know about your first piece that you created electronically.
You talking to me or speaking now?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So I used to have a drum machine, and I used to mess around on the 4-track a long time ago. But this is while I was still listening to, like, you know, funk and the like, that type of thing. And I don't know, just making a lot of drone-y stuff and that type of thing. But then later I was in this almost like a bit of a dancehall combo. We called it Evil Mastermind. That was with a friend of mine, and yeah, it's kind of a bit ridiculous, really, but a bit tongue-in-cheek. And then what happened is he just decided to emigrate and had a, I don't know, let's say just to change his lifestyle somewhat. And it left me on my own with the drum machine. I thought, well, either I'm just going to carry on being a one-man karaoke outfit or I can start doing something different. And you see, this is probably going back nearly 20 years now. People told me that there were these things called computers and that, you know, actually you could do a lot on them. And when I got hold of one, I realised, actually, yeah, you could do quite a lot on them. So so that's how that's turned out, really, Mike. The thing that actually got me some kind of attention was a track I made called Stalker, which was probably 2004. And I'm just messing around, really, and I found something that I like, and I was quite lucky because this, a couple of people picked up on it. One of them was the guy who worked in the local record shop at the time, and he was running a label called More Dance Music, and he just decided to put it out, which I was really pleased about. And then I think it was Rough Trade Records who picked up on it, and they said, oh, can we use it for this compilation for the best of 2004? And then it's like, yeah, of course. You know, I was really happy about that. So I guess that's the kind of turning point, really. And that's the kind of the closest thing to the most recognisable thing I've done to what I'm doing these days.
Do you still got that same drum machine?
No, I think all this stuff has been superseded. No, I sold the drum machine. God, you know what? I don't even think it was that. It was like in one of these old magazines, like Loot or something, or you know, even like the idea of selling stuff in a magazine these days, it just seems like so quaint. But yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Oh man. Well, you know, Sly Stone said, "It's not where you're from; it's where you're at." Because in some ways you can't pick where you're from, but hopefully maybe you got a little choice in being where you want to be at.
Sure. Absolutely right. Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, last day of May, 2023. Special guest, Scotch Rolex Shackleton. Hold tight for hour two. May 31, 2023. It's the second hour. A lot from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Start off the second hour. Scotch Rolex and Shackleton with Deliver the Soul. Then we had Andrei Guryanov, 1944 to 1956. He's doing like this album, translating his land into pieces of music in the last 100 years. Svetlana Maris after that with 2019-2020-6. I don't know anything, but I dug it, so I played it. And then Scotch Rolex and Shackleton, Opium Vibration. So how did Scotch Rolex and Shackleton come to be?
Shige, yes, your turn. Okay, I speak?
Yeah.
It's origin story.
How did we end up working together? I'm guessing. Is this a question, Mike?
Absolute.
Yeah.
So I met Sam long time ago. In Brighton, I used to organize with my friend some event with a lot of like different kind of unconventional music, mixed up with like band or electronic music or like noise music. It's called Long Music, and we booked Sam because Sam was in a dubstep kind of scene, but his music wasn't totally dubstep. So, we thought it's very unique, very original sound from that kind of scene. And then, that's how I met Sam. And
his originality attracted you.
So, what's that?
His originality attracted you.
Yeah, completely, yeah. It's because it's easy to... if you're making some kind of music that belong to some kind of scene, always like ended up with same sound.
I agree. It's terrible. It gets all predictable. It's almost like you're fucking sleepwalk on cruise control.
Exactly. And then you just think, why are you doing that? Sorry, maybe I shouldn't be too negative, but... anyway, I like some music that has like their own ideas, not like take over by fashion or like anything like that stuff.
Yes.
Yes. So I think some of the music was on that time. I think it was 2008.
I think a bit early. Maybe 2006.
Okay, sorry, 2006.
17 years ago.
Yes, but so that's how I liked his music, and I invited him to play our night, and I moved to Berlin, and Sam is here, and in Corona time, we had not so much things we could do, no?
Mm-hmm.
So we met up a lot of time getting drunk, sorry, maybe I shouldn't say that bit.
Yoparai!
It's your play, exactly, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Your play, this one.
Yeah, we did a lot of that. So, I just want to finish off that story we usually do. So, when you booked me that time at Brighton,
yes,
and I saw the lineup, and I was amazed by how many people was on it, and I said, "So, Shiggy, this is such an amazing long lineup. How many days is this festival playing for?" And he said, no, this is just this evening. So I think in the end, everybody got about 25 minutes. Each. So sorry.
Like a review, like in the old days, like the review, right? They'd have one band and you'd have like 50 singers. They'd each do two or three songs.
Yeah, right.
But that's bitching. So you dug what he brought, and then when it came time, and especially the situation, yeah, let's collaborate.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it like that? You know what? It's somehow I feel like even it just it's not that we make a conscious decision. It just, it became a pattern, and then bit by bit, you start sinking into the swamp of each other's bloody madness, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit like that, but you know what, it's great. It's great fun. You know, Shiggy's a great friend. Making music with him is very, very easy. So, yeah, it just works somehow.
It's like you guys have built a boat with this proj, and now you're at sea. Speaking of you gave me this tune, 11th Voyage. Let's listen. Thank you.
and let it go cool. I'm no more teeny. I'm trying to tend that I school, like me only go a pretend that it's cool. Now we pretend that it's cool, Jerry Rami, Rem all, and then no Idwamal. Mama bought that one, Obogoya, and Ketchup Baron in the Aromo Kijagi. Kinye ni Romo Kijagim Rach. Now we hero to go Wamela, Mabo Gibi Match. Ango melungo ni Amela. Kaya na mela mama beno di mamela.
Mela.
Wetu ya krikonda. Niri matinde okutuwa limo do talu.
Talu.
Achimo biro kajwagna.
Wagna.
Anango biro kajwag. Nyoto talge.
Talge.
Yawa ibendetera mos.
Sos.
Weya achamge mabe mos.
Sos.
Yawa ibendetera mos.
Sos.
Weya achamge mabe mos.
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 Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Scotch Rolex and Shackleton doing the seventh voyage. No, the 11th voyage, you fuckhead. I've been doing the show 2 weeks ago. It's 22 years I've been doing, and I'm still blowing fucking clams. Machi guy. Okay. Rubber O Cement after that with Quadrepetition of the Roto Or Roar Valve Sound Values. Fuck, what a title. Ah, this is something you did on the side here, Brother Shige. MC Yala, Moss. Really good. This lady out of Uganda? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Jop Blanc, Damon Smith, Rock Column Bob Moses with Costco Scottish. And then finally, Shackleton Rolex, Scotch Rolex and Shackleton doing five butterflies, people.
Chocho.
Right. Okay. So, where was this album recorded?
In Berlin.
Where in Berlin?
We shared a studio. But it's very crazy studio, Mike. So maybe if you can come one day, I want to take you there. It's like in a bunker. You know bunker? Like in a second wall.
Kind of.
It's in a bunker.
Yeah, kind of defensive building.
It's crazy.
Well, it depends, Mike. If you're a fan of Oxygen and Dylan, don't come. Not for you.
I've played some. There's a club in Aachen, right? Music Bunker. It's got like 20-foot walls.
Okay.
And it's also a practice pad. So you guys recorded this. Because that's one of the things about electronic music, huh? It's pretty portable.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, absolutely right. I think one of the biggest headaches about having a band with proper instruments is finding a place to do it.
Absolutely, especially the drummer, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel sorry for the drummers as well. Where do they practice?
Yeah, you know, for a while when Shige was living in England, he was a drummer, man.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, he's also been a bass player as well.
That's right. And he also made music on a fucking Game Boy.
Yeah,
the dude is wild, man. Much respect. Much respect. So, give me a hint on the composition. Like, when probably a lot of stuff was improvised yet, right? Like, so how'd you decide who went first?
Wow. It doesn't really work like that. I don't know.
Give me some insight then. How did it work?
I mean, it's more like, what I'd imagine it more like is like a collage, you know? So it's like building blocks that fit together somehow, you know? It's like, I could imagine having a synthesizer here or, you know, whatever. And I say, okay, maybe something like this. And then, you know, you come and bit by bit you piece it together, you know? But it's quite, it's weird because the music kind of sounds cosmic and free, hopefully.
Yeah,
but actually, it's somehow premeditated and very almost like mathematical, you know, the approach. Or, you know, it's more like building Lego blocks or something, you see? And so it's not like the same like being in a band or something where it's like, you know, you're jamming away. And then you say, this bit's work, let's keep that, you know?
So, Sam, you mean you guys write scores?
No, no, my God, no.
I wish.
That's not crazy. We sit around the window. I like the idea, though. We should be glad.
You dream about writing scores.
Reality is far too boring.
Okay. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, May 31st, 2023. Edition Waff Pedro Show special guest. Scotch Rolex and Shackleton, hold tight for hour 3. May 31, 2023, it's the third hour. Watch for Pedro Show. Walk for Pedro show. We start off the third hour. Scotch Rolex and Shackleton doing love songs. Alex Paxton after that with Lollipop, Three Lollipop. Erica Dawn Lyle, War Pigs. I think she's playing guitar for Bikini Kill right now. Noisuka with Lavise was able to understand. And finally, Scotch Rolex and Shackleton with Serotonin. Getting all, what are we getting on you? All hormony, all neurosensory on you. So love song. When do you guys, when does the title figure in? Do you start with the title? Is at the end? When do you get to the title?
Yeah, it comes at the end normally. Generally what happens is it's something that I've been reading, and then I've got some ideas from it, and then I ask Shiggy what he thinks. Then he says, like, I don't know, just decide about that one. and so then I jump, then I generally make a decision. I'll give a prize to any listener that gets where most of these titles come from, because there is a very specific reference for them.
Right. Remember Alice, oh no, what was it called? Wizard of Oz, right? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Frank Morgan, right? He was the motherfucker behind the curtain. Come on.
So, yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of what art's about, you know? It's, if you want to get into that guessing game, or it can be just as it is, how it's hitting you in the fucking ear hole. So,
yeah.
What about, can I ask about Scotch Rolex and Shackleton gigs? Do you guys do gigs?
Yeah. I think we play next week. Our first gig.
And how would you say it's different than making a record like this?
Oh, it's very interesting how Sam works with live electronically. It's a very different to how people DJ. You know, like electronic music nowadays, people like use CDJ and stuff, you know?
What does that mean? You're playing somebody else's music?
Oh, I mean, like, even some people, electronic musicians get booking, they play like CDJ.
CDJ?
You know CDJ, right?
No, I don't know CDJ.
Oh, CDJ is like new DJ, like, gear.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Everywhere nowadays, yeah, in a club, everywhere, CDJ. Basically, they bring USB stick.
Yeah.
And then, that's all. They have gear. It's not like, you know, like, you come from band back, you know, like, band background. Like, you have to carry your drums, bass amp, the amp, you set up, and you have your own gear, and you sound check.
Yeah.
And nowadays, people change, like, just using USB stick, and then put in the CDJ and the DJ nowadays. And that's a CDJ.
Let me get this straight. CDJ is some kind of software that lets
It's just a kind of CDJ is like just like instead of you DJing with binaural, you know, like all the time DJ used to DJ with binaural,
right, 7 inch. Absolute. And you do scratching and shit, right, on the turntable.
That's right, exactly.
Right. Some dudes were bad, right? Remember DJ Hurricane?
Yes.
Yeah. And who's that cat? Public Enemy. He was good, too.
Exactly. Yeah. That's old school.
Yeah. Terminator. His name was Terminator. Yeah.
Terminator X.
Yeah. Really good guys. Also, the guy with Rakim, Eric B. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good guy. Uh-huh. So that was the analog way of doing it. So you're saying nowadays people do it with CDs?
Yeah, like CD, and it's called CDJ, and they just bring USB stick.
Okay, so they're bringing their own music. It's their own music, but it's all there, and they're basically playing the performances.
Mike. I think you're getting lost a little bit on Shiggy's explanation.
Go ahead. Yeah, our system, when we play live, is actually, we actually playing from our laptop, and we use all our, like, what's it called, like MIDI material.
Yeah, MIDI. MIDI is a way of controlling other electronic instruments, yes, electronically.
We do everything live, yeah, like we don't use CDJ, no.
Okay. So you're more old ancient dinosaurs like Mike's son.
Yeah, primitive, exactly.
It's a dinosaur approach.
Wow. I got to tell you, Sam, Shige, I got to tell you, I saw something like that with Kraftwerk. Even though it was digital music, they had two drummer men, and they were actually playing the electronic drums. They weren't sequencers. They were playing them.
Exactly. That makes a very nice, different vibe.
Absolutely.
Like Abraham is doing, I think, I believe.
Great. Well, I love this. You know, like I said, I don't know how these records are made, but I like what's going into the ear hole. I want to play Shattered.
Thank you.
songa batugamba teba mukanga kegwaka nduse nesi tubibenji gile bali nakazade bona tukoto kujogwa watali nsonga abalana na kuwange ya tukiriza ayole samalala kubalala wampolo goma ashibira kiga netulisa batone bakula echikufulo msajja mchala watikaliani ya liba kumakuma yomwa bake yone guatuma na yoku nchunga ze kwanta mande kira kukabiri nde tokama binaba na boku yonsa zapuza zayola zafunde wakamwena ne mulia abwane chitibo yo mama kebo malako mirembo yo mama mutaba nifuka mira eri mama mbukuleta wano kunsi chali chama chukirango kujera liranga omuchara ya zara bazira bagamba mbu tuakula na jani ya kulera mkwavula mkwavula mbazira mama nakazate ya kuza ha ha Mbazira mama nakazate ya kuza Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Mama chosoka okwatula Mama ye ya kuza Gendera kwa nyoma omchara Chapeli ngo munyonya Boku no bakongo tandiko kuzunga Tocha mulaba ko obongo bukubunga Ale kubogera kawunga Ala kusikile yo kuva Ala kujita babo yita Wafuka mubulo kubabo ya genda Ama peino gawuli na mubienda Kuno kulabula eya basaya Kuno kuwabula eya bapinga Mulembe mumpia bachala fwe manya Towe jisa kubama nyigori na Tocha bumoto kubo na zikalina Mulio mokose ajipa kwa talina Tubiko ya vile vyo kukurugana Kwa niba de chimunga tu watagana Omizira abio gete Kuchiruma situ kaje Abachala tulumbe Tusonge tuteke tuwambe Kundigo tukere kila mawanga Babu wati tubakunge kamba Abwana kuwa wasala mala Asana kusala na malaka Debachala banata mekwa Tore rambio linye mbatuwa Omizira mbazira mama Ndaka zate ya kuza Mbazira mama nakazate ya kuza Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Omzira mbazira mama nakazate Yalla baby Yeah
Watt for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Started that chunk off with Scotch Rolex and Shackleton doing Shattered. Then we had St. Abdullah, Jason Nasri, with Evicted in the Morning, like Trash Can. This is Manuel out of Mexico City, but he's up in Yellowknife, Canada, Northwest Territory. Episodicios Alegre Empalado. And this is Side B, it's a cassette. Like Trash Can. And then finally, this is something you did another thing with MC Yala. Scotch Rolex. Omuzira. Yeah, I remember when you went to Uganda, you did a couple of collaborations with different people there, Brother Shige.
Yes, but actually not a couple, quite a few people.
Yeah, okay, few. And
quite a few.
I know I played some, you were with the guy rapper, but with this lady, that's new for me. It's all great, man. It's so happened that collaboration came about. Do they ever come to Berlin?
Yes, we play, yeah, in Berlin.
Great. And, of course, you did a residency in Uganda, right? How long were you there?
3 months.
3 months. Wow, that's no wonder you got a lot of time to do with people. So what's up next with Scotch Rolex and Shackleton? You said there's a gig coming up next week.
Yes, the in Italy festival, no? Terraforma festival, right. Yeah, Terraforma.
You're going to Italy? Yeah. Which town?
I don't know. Where is that?
I think it's near Milan.
Milano. Okay, in the north. In the north.
But actually, we just started making announcements, but we're ready with a live set.
Yeah.
So we're hoping. It's just this week, a lot of offers coming in. So I think this end of the year, it's going to start being a bit busy, hopefully.
Okay. Are you going to do a tour, or are you just going to do it gig by gig?
Well, we're in Europe, you know, so it's much easier to do gig by gig than it is in the States, because I know in the States...
a lot of land to cover,
effective, isn't it, to... Because of the sheer size of everything.
Yeah, especially if you're out in the West. Europe,
it's still possible to, you know, go to neighboring towns, which maybe like a couple of hundred kilometers away or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the whole, like New England or something. So everything's all close like that. Especially if you're out West here, man, you got some fucking hell rights. It's Canada's even more intense. Just think about Russia. I think there's 11 time zones.
I prefer not to at the moment, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, where can people find you guys on the internet?
You can't. This is. I don't know. Do you have a Facebook shit? You know anything like that?
Well, no, I did find the music. I did find the music at Bandcamp.
Exactly. Yeah, Bandcamp's the one. Exactly. Thank you, Mike. That's absolutely right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, people, if you want to get in touch, because you ain't got your own website. For a while, Shigay had his own website. What was it called? Hard But Small? Or Small But Hard, or you had a label, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. I fucked it up. Sorry. Come in a sec. Anyway, any plans to record soon? No. Next year.
What's that?
Record?
Yeah. No, I mean, Scotch Rolex and Shackleton.
Yeah, she can live around the corner from me. Anytime he wants to pick up again, yeah, we can do it, you know?
Can I put the invite out? When you get a new album, will you come back on the show? We can play it and talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
Be a pleasure.
The owner. Yes, my son. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, big song came right back, okay? I love what you're doing. Keep on keeping on, please. Incredible honor. Thank you, my son. Yeah. Big love. People, it's been May 31, 2023 edition of the Waffle Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.